We have Gerard Mayo on the line, and Brandon Spikes is behind him so that he can needle him a little bit doing this interview. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great, man. I'm telling you, that Spikes, he's a champion tweeter. How about you? You got to keep up with him.
Nah, not at all. You know, I don't really get into that stuff. I got a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, man. I got enough on my hands with that.
That's right. So, 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, you can't tweet?
They'll be tweeting in 5 years.
Yeah, you're right. They'll be tweeting in a couple of years, but until then, I'm just going to enjoy the time, the private moments I have with them now.
All right, let's get into the game, because everybody is excited, I'm sure. You guys are thrilled to be back playing again in a big game at home. The fact that they're tight ends this time around, we talk about Gronk coming back. They're tight ends, seem to be healthy. They like to run those multiple tight end sets. Is that a factor in this game with their running game?
Oh, it is. You know, they have tight ends that are very balanced. You know, they can catch the ball. They can also block. So you have to know who's in the game. They have 3 good tight ends that can do a lot of different things. You have to know where they are in the formation and keep an eye on them. They play a big part in this offense.
I'm sure you've watched that first game. Let's talk about the mistakes that you saw either from yourself or collectively as a defense that you made in the first game. Anything that stand out to you that you feel like, well, we really need to clean this up or it's going to be a problem in the playoff game?
Well, I think it's, you know, I say it every week. I think it starts with communication. We had a couple plays there where we just weren't all on the same page, and that starts with me. You know, the plays come through me, and I have to make all the adjustments and make sure everyone's on the same page. So that's one of the main things that we have to improve on.
With their offensive line, how good is their offensive line? Where is their strength in that offensive line?
Well, obviously they have a lot. I think they have like 3 Pro Bowls in the offensive line. But you know that the tackle Brown, he's very athletic. He gets up on the second level very fast. You see him out there blocking DB. I think you have to start with him. You see him out there blocking defensive backs, blocking linebackers. You know, he's very athletic. And let's not forget the center, who's a, you know, he makes a lot of calls for those guys, and he does a good job. For
Myers,
them,
so. Yeah.
Thank you. He's a good player as well, and so is Smith. So they have some, you know, and don't forget those other guys as well. You know, they're pretty solid across the board, and they handle that scheme very well. You know, very athletic guys, love to stretch the guys out and create space for Foster to run.
What's that old?
Is that the running back's name? Is it Foster?
Right? You are good, man. You are good. It's the old cut blocking routine, though, right? I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
Well, don't make it sound so simple. it's that Denver scheme, you know, that old Denver scheme where, you know, they try to get everyone running in that one cut downhill type of game. But they cut. They also climb up. They'll climb up on you and won't cut you as well. So you have to be careful. You know, those guys aren't only athletic; they're also physical. But for the most part, that is what they do.
Is it just our imagination, or does it seem that they run behind Brown more often, that they run to his side like more than half the time?
Oh, that's not your imagination. That's true. You know, you always want to, you know, go to your best players, and obviously he's one of their best players.
And tell us something about Foster. I mean, you went to college with him, and he raves about you and helping him think the game through and be more of a student of the game. Tell us something about him that we don't know, that we're maybe not paying attention to on the field. Everybody knows he's one of the best running backs in the NFL, but what do you think makes him good that a lot of people really don't talk about?
I'm really not sure what you guys talk about as far as, you know, him as a running back, but I can tell you he's a very patient guy, and he's always been like that. I said this the other day, he reminds me of water. Like if you're pouring water, the water takes that least path of resistance. That's how he runs, you know, very smooth, one cut downhill. He's lost a couple pounds in school, too, so he looks a lot faster, and he plays a lot faster now as well. So he's an overall good running back, has good hands out of the backfield. You know, don't forget, last game, he pretty much, you know, he touched the ball, 40 times in the game, you know. So he's a very complete back.
Yeah, he's a complete back. I wonder, would you consider him a powerful running back too? I mean, everybody gives him credit for being patient and for being able to being a big guy who can run away from you. Is he a guy who can punish you too?
Oh, definitely. He's always that guy. He's that guy you always see falling forward. You know, no matter if you hit him at the line of scrimmage, you know, he's 6, you know, 6 foot tall, 6'1", something like that. He's going to fall forward for those 2 yards where it should be a tackle for a loss against other backs. So he is a strong guy.
Hey, take us through what happens in a game like this where you've gotten all the film work. You know everything and you've seen everything that Houston has done all year long. Suddenly their offense is showing you something very different early on in the game. What is the process? You talked about communication. How does it work? You've got the green spot in the back of your helmet there. How does it work?
Well, when you're out there, you know, playing the game, the green spot doesn't mean anything, pretty much. You know, the communication cuts off from the sideline at a certain point before the play even starts. So, you know, you see plays, you go over plays on the sideline that have hurt you during that last series, and you just try to make adjustments. You know, a lot of times this year, you know, we watched a lot of film on teams, but when it was game time, they would show us something completely different. You know, and I think we have to be, you know, expect that each and every week. You know, we feel like we get everyone's best, you know, best punches early in games and everyone's best shot every week. So.
If you felt like the bye week helped you guys, how did it help you?
I'll say that again.
I say if you felt like the bye week helped you, I don't want to assume that you feel it did, but if you felt like it did help you, how did it?
Yeah, I definitely felt like it helped us, you know, because it wasn't like we were just around sitting on our butts. We went out there and went over plays that have hurt us over these last few weeks and hopefully got them corrected for the game. You know, we used that time very, very wisely and went out there and got some work done.
Hey, what did you hear about? I know you got the 2-year-old and 1-year-old, and I know that's a handful, but did you hear about Arian Foster on Twitter using an article from the Boston Globe as motivation, an article called The Texans Frauds? Did you hear about that scenario?
I did hear about that while I was doing interviews yesterday. I brought it up.
What'd you make of it? Anything?
No, you know what? To be honest with you, you know, Arian has always had a chip on his shoulder since we got to college. So I seriously doubt that he needed any more motivation from an article to be ready to play. Let's be serious. This is a playoff game. Both teams want to come in here and win. And I don't take anything from it. You know, we're just ready to go out here and play the game.
Does any of that stuff ever work? I mean, once the game starts, does
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I really don't buy too much into things like that. So at the end of the day, you have to cross the white lines. You have to play the game. I doubt when you're out there, you know, dropping into coverage or running the football, you're thinking about something that someone said during the week. Or, you know,
I got to do something more here. Shaughnessy wrote that piece last week.
I got to impress him. He's up there in the press box looking at me.
Exactly. That's not our MO at all.
All right, Gerard, go get him on Sunday, and I'm sure we'll talk to you here next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a good one.